ketchup with the fries.
They fell in love from a podcast, so they started a podcast. It's your weekly Sappy Hour with goofy banter, meaningful conversations, and relationship advice from the male and female perspective. So let's catch up with the fries. Here are your favorite weirdos, Blair and Luke.
Happy Friday.
It is a Friday.
What is going on, everybody? Woo. I'm Blair.
And
I was like, wait, that sounded weird.
You are discombobulated.
But we can. We can say, I'm Blair.
And I'm Luke.
And welcome to another episode of Ketchup
with the Fries. Nice. A waka waka what remix.
Just trying to spice it up this Friday. Make it a little spicy,
Put some pepper on it. Some chili flakes.
but we're not going to spice it up in the sense that we're going to start every episode the way we start every episode. And show a little gratitude every Friday. If you're new here, we like to share what we're thankful for that week. It's a little segment we like to call TGI Friday.
Bunch of gratitudes.
Thank God it's Friday. And we just like to share one thing from the week we're thankful for.
Yeah.
So, Luke, take it away.
What are you thankful for?
And then Luke yells that every week.
Boom shakalaka.
It's pretty great. Or it's not. I don't know.
I think it's amazing.
No, I think it is too. But I'm like, what do other people think? Are they every week? They like turn their volume down as soon as you're about to yell.
I hope they just yell it with me.
I hope so too.
I hope they're like, oh, here we go.
Okay.
What are you thinking?
Let's do it. Everyone together.
One.
In your car, at your office, mouth it. If you're like out in public and you can't yell.
Yell it in public. Let's do it.
See if you get any answers.
Yeah. One, two, three. What are you thankful for? Boom shakalaka.
All right. What are you thankful for, babe?
You know, I'm closing it out.
I don't know. Tell me.
I feel like I say that every week. You know?
You know?
You know? Either way, I'm thankful for Lisbon.
Yeah.
And the reason I'm thankful for is the lifestyle here, the people, the food, the views, the adventure. I just think Lisbon is such a cool city, and what it has brought to us, I think, is very meaningful. And I just have a lot of gratitude for Lisbon. I mean, just the community that we built. That we came into, and we were able to be a part of. And then the people we met, again, just to go down south of Portugal. Portugal is beautiful. I mean, just Portugal in itself is absolutely stunning. I guess I'm thankful for Portugal, but mostly Lisbon, because that's where we at.
Well, this is awkward.
Is it? What are you thankful for?
I was going to say I'm thankful for the community that we have in Lisbon.
Yeah, I mean.
So you kind of stole my thunder there.
Sorry, not sorry.
But no, it's actually funny because me and Luke were walking around Lisbon. No. We weren't walking when this happened. I think I was in the shower and I was just like, I don't know where I was. I had this epiphany. I don't know. I had a thought. Anywho, potato, potato.
You get what she's saying.
Zucchini. I was telling Luke, I was like, it's weird because while this is the last month of our big trip abroad, it doesn't feel like it.
In the
sense that, like, it doesn't feel like, wow, like, I can't believe we're still abroad living life on this adventure. Like, I was like, it just feels like life. Like, Lisbon life feels so normal. And I think, too, it's probably because we've been here before. This was the second spot on our destination. We fell in love with it. But when we were here the first time, it's like we were doing all the touristy things and going and shooting content and just like seeing everything. Whereas this time around, it's like we've already seen and done the touristy things. So we kind of were just living life here.
Like completely
hanging out with, like we were saying, our friends from church, and Luke was making music with his buddies that he met the first time around. I was working. Honestly, it's like, we found a cafe that if you ever come to Lisbon, it's called JAC Brunch and Concept.
It's a banger.
And it's literally like a 30-second walk from our apartment. It's right next to us. And so instead of like going and trying a million cafes and walking like 15 to 20 minutes, I've pretty much just been going there and working. And,
we made friends with Ricardo, Emmanuel.
It's dog friendly. So it really has been like the perfect work setup because during the weekdays, they're not so busy to where I'm like taking up a table. Like there's tables empty, so I'm able to work there. Salted caramel latte is just out of this world. Like I said, they're dog friendly, so Waff can come too. And so it's like it has felt like less like exploring and more just life here.
Right.
But it's been awesome. But yeah, I'm just thankful for the community here because I think that's a big reason Lisbon feels home. The way it feels. Because I remember right when we got back and, you know, it's like, okay, we're in a new apartment this time, which is in like a little bit of a different area, like kind of similar side of Lisbon, but different area. Waffles with us. I don't remember why I had this thought, but I was like, what if we don't like what if it's so like, what if it's different this time?
Right.
And what if we don't like Lisbon as much as we did the first time? And what if, you know, all that kind of stuff. And
lo and behold,
well, no, I was going to say, and it just kind of like, I don't know. Cause it felt different the second time around. Like when we got back, I was like, really? It feels different.
In what
I think
way?
Just cause of the new, I don't know, because we were in a new place and it didn't feel different. I think it was just, I don't know. I just like had that thought.
Yeah.
And also I think the first few days we were super tired. So we kind of just chilled. We weren't like going out and seeing Lisbon. So I was kind of like, what are we doing? You know, I don't know. But like after the first Sunday going back to Freedom City Church, seeing everyone, like it was just like, so okay, it feels like home again. Like
100%.
So I really think that's the reason it feels like home to us. Yeah. Not because of the city. I mean, I love this city, and like Luke was saying earlier, like the vibes are incredible, the food is good, rooftop bars are awesome. But like that isn't what makes it feel home. Like that's what makes it feel like a really great place to live. But like, right. What makes it feel home is like the people that we've met and 100%. The church.
100%.
It's so weird too. Like we'll probably talk about our week, but I'll just go ahead and talk about this part of our week. Let's just dive in.
Let's dive, Dutch. Dive.
You can stop that now.
I would butcher it.
You messed it up.
Big time.
But we hung out with a girl named Angelique, who we met at Freedom City the first time we were here. She was actually the first person we met. Like, she
that's right. At the door.
She was at the door to like greet people. We met her. We talked to her for a while. Then she kind of passed us off and like introduced us to someone else, you know. And then you just kind of start talking to people. So she was the first person we met. And we spent the whole day with her the other day. We went to, so she lives in Sintra, which is like on the outskirts of Lisbon. It's still technically Lisbon, but
the greater Lisbon.
Yeah, it's the greater Lisbon area,
which we just found out about.
Seriously. And we went to Sintra and walked around. Sintra
is such a fairy tale town.
Yeah, it's and so, literally because there's like castle, right, like little and castles, a palace. Yeah,
it's just small streets. You feel like you're kind of in a Disney movie.
Yeah, which it's funny. Like, I feel like people when they hear Sintra, all they think about is the bright red and yellow palace that's at the very top of the. Whatever, mountain, hill, somewhere. It's really high up.
Fair, because like, that's all you see.
Yeah, but like know, the town of Sintra is very cute. And like,
yes.
So we really enjoyed it. But so we did that with her. And then she kind of did give us a little tour. We went to the most western
point of
western
Europe.
Part of Europe. Yeah. Which was like, there's this like lighthouse and it's like a cliff with a view.
I literally could see America.
Yeah, no, we weren't that close. But it was the furthest west in Europe. And then we went to Kaish, which is like a little beach town. So she kind of gave us this full tour day.
And all this is within 25-minute drive.
Yeah.
So like this is all different type of vibes right outside of Lisbon that you can get. Like again, Sintra is kind of like this old history palace, cute fairy tale town. You go to Kaish, it's like daggone beach central. Uh-huh. It's like you're at a resort. Like you got big hotels with a bunch of people. It's like where they vacay and holiday.
The beaches were so packed.
Yeah,
like just it was actually really funny because we were in an above view of the beach, like kind of looking down at the beach, and I was like, the beach is such an odd place. Like when we were looking down at people, it's like you would just see like five towels in a row of people just laying flat on their backs, eyes closed, just baking in the sun. But like when you see five people in a row from like the above angle, just laying there, like they're in an oven, like it was so funny. And I was just like, why?
It is a wild concept now that you're saying it like that. You're
like, when you literally saw it like from a bird's eye view, it's just like hundreds of people just laying on a towel in sand to get their skin darker. It's
crazy.
Like, it's like a weird concept.
Yeah, it really.
But it
is.
Was just so funny. See, I don't know. It was something about the above view of seeing so many people just laying there, no movement. People, I saw one guy mouth open. He was just passed
drooling.
Out. It was so funny. But all that to say, we had this amazing day with Angelique, and I had this thought. I don't even think I told her this. But I had this thought and I was like, okay, we met Angelique at church the first day we ever went. And then we had one dinner party, which is like every Wednesday, the churches, like they have like 7-8 people host. And there's like 6 to 10 people at each dinner party. And it's different each week. So you get to like actually meet the people at your church. So we went to one dinner group that Angelique was at as well. So that's only a small conversation when you first meet someone, and then a group setting where we hung out with her. We spent the whole day with her, and it was like,
I just felt
like I'd known her for years. 100%. And I'm like, why do I feel like it's, and it feels that way about every single person
in Lisbon, here.
In Lisbon that we've hung out with in and like church. That we at the church, like. It's so bizarre. Like even Freedom City, I'm like, we've been to 7 services, like on Sunday. We've gone 7 times. And I feel like I've gone to this church for years.
Yeah. Like, and we've known everybody for years.
Yeah. It's just the most bizarre feeling. But all that to say, I'm thankful for community.
Yeah. I mean, that's a great roundabout, but it's true.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like literally all that we talked about.
But yeah, I was like, yeah, yeah, it's funny, yeah.
No, it's like what we talked about, even correct. Once we left Lisbon and going to all our different cities, like it was tough to not compare to what we had here and the community, because we wanted to try to find communities in each spot. But unfortunately, all the other spots, we were kind of on the go more often.
We did make such great friends
in
Bali.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, 100%.
But Bali, I will say, like, we had friends the whole time we were there, like meeting people, hanging out with people. But the couple we've gotten the closest with, which I've talked about them before, Jesse and Seb.
Plug, plug.
J&S. We met them towards the very beginning of our trip. But I feel like the four of us, like, really connected and bonded, like.
Towards the end.
Yeah. Like when we had, like. 2 weeks left.
Right.
And then it was like, I feel like me and Jesse saw each other like daily and hung out. I literally text her every single day.
Right.
And it's just crazy like how you can meet someone and it like feels like you've known them forever. But also like you're like, I haven't known you long, but like I just feel like we're going to be in each other's lives forever. Like
I know,
you just like really
crazy.
Connect. But we, like I said, it was like, it wasn't until like 2 weeks before we left that I feel like we really, the four of us, like hit it off.
I can
and
agree with that.
So that's like the only thing was like, it wasn't the whole time.
The timing wasn't there, but it was a great time.
Oh yeah. There's more adventures to come with them.
Yeah.
So, 100%. But no, all that to say, like we did have friends in Bali, but, it wasn't like from the beginning that we had the same
group of community. People.
It was
yeah.
like constantly meeting. I guess Mike. He was our
yeah,
constant.
Yeah, Mike was our foundation. Mike was our
plug Mike.
Yeah.
He was the guy that we met on the plane and literally hung out
all the time
till the last day we left
he's
Bali.
The man. Oh, good old. I wonder how I gotta text him.
I know. Okay. So anyways. I don't remember.
Yeah, we were just talking about community. Yeah. I was just saying that
it's hard to compare everywhere to Lisbon because
we had such a good community here.
Yeah.
And again, we made the most of it. But again, I think that's why it was so easy for us to make the decision to come back to mm-hmm. Lisbon to end our trip. It just felt right. It felt, again, the comfort was there, which was great. But also just like we had a community that was faith-based, that that's our main priority in our life is to have that as our number one. And we just had people that we could share that with, which is, yeah, I think makes it even better for us, you know?
For sure.
But yeah, I mean, I can't believe we're literally leaving.
Yeah.
In like 7 hours.
Bags are packed, you guys. It's wild. Oh man.
Like 7 months just like flew by. You're in the moment. You're like, oh, dude, this is, it's fine. We got
tons of time.
It's like 7 months.
That's like almost a year. But then it's not.
It's only 7 months.
It's only 7 months. No, some girl actually, I need to, I haven't, y'all, my new job, I've been like crazy busy. Which
yeah,
is
talk
weird.
About it a little bit. What have you been doing with your new job?
Well, hold on. I'll get into that. But first, I was just going to say, like, I've been so busy, which I'm enjoying and it's awesome. But I have kind of, like, it's tough because I haven't really had time for my own stuff
yeah.
at all, which I think I'll find a balance, hopefully. But, like, I haven't been able to reply to DMs, like, all week. And I mean, I've talked about it before, like I love chatting with people and that's how I connect with you guys. But I still do like see DMs. Like when I get notifications, like I can kind of like scroll through, I can't see the whole message, but just to see what people are saying. And then once I have time to actually go and read it and reply, but someone did say, something along the lines of like, what, like, they were like, what the heck? When I talked about how we were leaving. And they were like, I feel like people get pregnant and it feels like they're pregnant for like 2 years. And she was like, but when you guys left on your trip, like, I feel like that was like a day ago, yeah. You know, like how.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. She was
like it was reversed.
Like a pregnancy is like 9 months, but she feels like it lasts forever when she sees her friends that are pregnant. But then like we were doing a 7 month trip and she said, it just like felt like we just left.
Yeah.
And I'm like, it does. But like, when you think about it, I'm like, that was January. And also when you think about it, like skiing in Switzerland, I'm like, that was so
long
ago.
Dang, dude.
Yeah. It's
so
like
so long.
It's so, I don't know. Time is weird. Cause I'm like, Switzerland feels like so long ago. But then also when I think about being in Lisbon the first time, I'm like, that doesn't feel like so long ago.
It doesn't.
You know? So it's weird. Time is
weird. Wow. Time's a crazy concept.
I know.
Kids.
But we're going to recap more of like the overall trip next week.
Yeah.
So we can just kind of just do our last final week in Lisbon right now.
And I feel like we pretty much hit it in the sense like we literally just been working and kind of hanging out. And again, I've been doing music with my friends, both my buddies, Steve. Their names are Steve.
Yeah.
So
he's always like, Steve's coming over. And I'm like, which Steve? Like, you have two Steve friends that both are musicians.
Yeah.
A little clarity, please. But no, you guys, can I? It's not really a sneak peek. Nah, never mind. I was just going to say, you guys, Luke's working on a song. I want to tell him like the background of the song.
Oh, go for it. That's fine.
But I don't want to like.
It's not probably going to be out till
next summer.
I don't want to
like sing it. Ugh, I know. That's what's unfortunate, you guys. So, okay. When we were in Aruba.
Aruba, Jamaica.
Ooh, I want to take you. So when we were in Aruba back in December 2021, we were at dinner and why did we.
I don't know. I think what I can remember is like I kind of heard the song and I just started making up lyrics to the song of the vibe.
Was
a
the
bit.
Guy playing just instruments? I feel
I
like
don't
there
know.
Was a. I think there was a guy there, like a musician, but he wasn't. He was just like kind of making music, or maybe it was just like instrumental music playing.
Right.
I don't know. Something sparked, and Luke started singing. Did you just say like "Welcome to My Island"?
Yeah.
And by the end of dinner, we had like written just like a chorus, but we're like at dinner and it was like, welcome to my island. We can go floating.
Hey,
or we can go sailing right here on the ocean. Hey. And we just kept singing that over and over. And then like the rest of our Aruba trip, I feel like Aruba, we made up like so many songs.
What? Don't you
come on over. Anyways.
Oh, good.
But the island song. Oh, did Down goes Fraser. The island song was so fun, but we just like sang it. And then like every now and then we'll just like, one of us will start singing it. And we sing it. Well, Luke decided he's going to actually
do it,
make it a song.
Yeah.
And I went to JAC to work and I came back and he showed me, he's like, look what I'm working on. And it was really fun because he had like a lot of the lyrics written down, but then we decided to like add stuff. So we were kind of like writing it together.
We were collaborating
and it was so fun. And so now he's working on the song and it's called Welcome to My Island. And it's genuinely just going to be like epic beach
reggae
island
vibes.
Yeah, like reggae beach island. Like you just want to put it on and be like on a boat.
Welcome to my island.
We can go sailing.
Yeah.
Coconuts are dropping. We won't give too much away.
Oh, man.
But all that to say, why did I say that?
I don't know.
I think I just wanted to say that.
Yeah, I just wanted to talk about what I was doing. Because I think it's how I was doing music and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. But like he mentioned, it probably won't come out till beginning of next summer. Because it's a summer song. You know, you don't want to drop it at Christmas time.
Nah.
It's weird, you know?
Unless it's reverse, you know? If you're like in Australia or South Africa and it's summertime there.
I want you to do a Christmas song. Can that be a goal for this year?
I don't know. Might be busy. I'm not sure. So we'll figure it out.
I feel like you can squeeze in time for a Christmas song. I'll write it. You record it.
Okay.
We'll do at it. We'll do a cover. I really can't stay.
Maybe it's cold outside.
Well, we're not doing a cover if you sing it like that. That's for sure. Baby, it's cold outside.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be great.
Yeah. All right. So Luke wanted to share a little bit about what the pastor shared at church on Sunday because he just really...
I just think it's super cool. And
resonated
it's like
with it.
Pretty relatable in the sense of everything. I feel like in this world, we're always going. We always got to find the next thing. We always got to work. You know, quote unquote, work hard, play hard. But yeah, Jeff, our pastor at Freedom City, was just speaking about the concept of rest. Just rest it out. And how important rest actually is in our life and in general. And again, he was wrapping it in with the Bible and being with our faith. And I think it can go for anyone, anywhere. And I think it'll make a huge difference in your life. He hit kind of like four different points up to kind of how you actively pursue rest and what kind of that looks like. I'm going to do my best to like kind of recap what he said.
Yeah. Well, no, I was going to say before you get to the points, like his big thing he talked about was like, we shouldn't work to rest. Like, oh,
Waffy just tooted.
We shouldn't. It's like a helium siren balloon. If you like poke a hole in a helium balloon, that's what Waffle's toots sound like sometimes. But he was basically saying like our goal shouldn't be to work, so then we have to rest because we're just fully exhausted. Like we should be resting so that we can
work
essentially,
and be our best.
Which is kind of like, I don't know if that like, if you hear that and you're like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Cause like he definitely went more in depth with it, but basically it's like, even a lot of times it's like you work, so you can have this vacation, but then the vacation goes and you're like, man, I didn't even rest.
Yeah.
Like, so he's like, we need to rest constantly, not constantly, but like consistently rest so that we can work and actually be
productive
like your best self, basically.
100%.
But yeah, you can kind of touch on the four points that he chatted about, which honestly, some of these, like he even said, like, he's like, all right, like basically buckle up.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to want to hear this. And you know,
yeah. So I wrote down the four that I got at, like what he said. So starting with one, the big one for rest is surround yourself with people you don't have to prove yourself to.
Yeah.
Whoa. Like, whoa. If you think about that, like, if you're always trying to prove yourself, you know how exhausting that actually is?
Well, like, and when you're hanging out with people, you're not actually, like, resting. Like, you're, like...
If you're trying to prove yourself to
them. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. You're, like, it feels like a chore to be around people.
Because you're trying to be your best presented. You're this and that. You're trying to maybe one up. I don't know. Whatever that looks like. But what he was trying to get at is surround yourself with people that you're able to just be yourself.
Yeah.
You don't have any pressures of having to look hide. Your best, be your best. Yeah.
Be any, perfect.
Exactly. And I thought that was so cool because I feel like, I mean, a lot of time in comparison in this world, everyone's trying to compare themselves to the next thing. That's not what we're here for. Like, we shouldn't have to do that because now you're exhausting that lane for where you don't need to be exhausting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can literally find rest in people that you feel comfortable with, that you're able just to be yourself.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, that's pretty cool. I'm like, that makes sense.
For sure. I mean, I feel like there's like people in your life that you hang out with and it definitely feels exhausting and you're like, oh man, okay. Yeah. And then there's people like, I think about just like Bailey, like my best friend since I was 4 years old. And like when I'm with her, it just feels so like
rejuvenating.
Normal. And like, she knows everything about me and I don't have to hide anything. And it's like, yeah, you can literally like, I feel like what makes a good friendship is like, if the two of you could literally hang out and not do anything and it not feel awkward.
Right.
You know,
that's a good test.
Like if you're together and you're feeling the need to like keep conversation going and do this and do this and this, like, it's exhausting. So yeah. It's like when you get to a point in your friendships where you can literally like, yeah, sure, come on over. But you're like, if you're like doing your own thing or there's like silence, it's just.
Yeah.
Not weird.
Just and like cool. That doesn't pertain to like not meeting. Like, obviously for when you're meeting new people, it's going to be kind of exhausting.
Yeah. Don't just like be like, hey, you want to grab coffee and then just stare at them and be like, this is silence. It's like, comfortable.
Yeah, but what he was more saying is, find the rest in the people. Cause so you don't always have to be on and exhausting yourself, trying to prove yourself to people. Maybe you don't know, or you have to tell them about and this and that and getting to know people. But yeah, I thought that was a pretty cool one. I was like, yeah, that makes sense. Like, it's pretty exhausting when you're trying to prove yourself to someone.
Yeah.
Number two, cap your lifestyle. Mm. Limit your lifestyle. And like what he was saying there is like, where do you throw your time and your money at? Is it becoming an idol? Is it becoming your only focus and that's what you want to do? And are you consumed by that?
Yeah.
Are you consumed by always making money? Money, 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 please. Like,
quote, quote. I did not like that.
Well, that's from Parks and Rec. But is that like...
I know, I just feel like seeing your facial expression while you said it was weird.
Sorry. But yeah, like, cap your lifestyle and make a limit.
Yeah.
Make sure that you're, like, spending... Maybe you want to get to a goal, but don't try to keep reaching to another thing. Cap it.
Yeah. Like an example he gave, and I mean, I'm guilty about this for so many things in life, but an example he gave was like this family who had so much money. Like, they're not concerned with money at all, but they only go out to eat one time a month, I think he said.
Yeah.
And he was like, and he said, because prior, they would go out to eat
like 20 times
multiple
a month.
Times a week. And there was nothing special about it anymore. And it was just like, it was all they did. And now that they put a cap and they said, we're only going out to eat once a month. He said, it's the best night of the month every month.
Yeah.
I felt like I was saying month a lot. I was like, wait, is that...
Everyone's like looking forward to that time to go out and eat together as a family.
And I mean, I'll be honest, like for when I heard that, I even had the thought for Luke and I, like, I'm like, are we... For us, I feel like we're always like, what's the next adventure? What's next? Like, what are we, you know, doing? And like, okay, where's our next assignment? Where's this? You know, it's like, we're always looking forward to what's next and going, going, going. And it's like, you know, eventually, which we'll get to the fourth point where I'll kind of share my thought, but like, eventually we will have to like put a cap and be like, all right, let's settle down. Let's establish ourselves. Let's grow, like, let's have a consistent community.
Right.
And, but yeah, it's like, that's something I'm guilty of, especially Enneagram 7. Yeah. Like, I'm just always wanting something new and exciting. And I have to definitely watch and make sure that I'm not, like, idolizing those things, and that that's not my priority and my focus is just, like, the next exciting thing, the next exciting thing. Right. You know?
Absolutely. No, I agree with you. I'm right there with you.
You can go to the next point, and then I'll circle back to my other thoughts. Yeah.
The third point is, so stop the controller. So what that means is, like, does coffee, does working out,
yeah,
does alcohol, does cigarettes, does anything in your life that is literally a controller that you feel that you need, is it running your life? Figure out a way to slowly stop it. And, like, what he kind of gave in a general gist is, like, try to take a day off of working out. I know there's people that are completely obsessed with working out, and that's honestly not healthy, because that is controlling your life.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of what he was saying. Like, it's okay to take a day off and try to have that control back from that action or substance or anything. So, like, yeah, if you drink coffee, his example was he was always drinking coffee out with people. And, like, to save on coffee and to save on money, he started taking back, not going out to have coffee. He's just having coffee at home more and trying to take back control of, like, having that feeling of having to buy a coffee out.
Well, I think he, like, didn't he, like, not drink coffee, though, for, like, a month or something?
I think so as well.
It was like he didn't drink coffee for a full month just to show, like, I have control, like, I'm in control.
Right.
Coffee's not controlling me kind of thing. But, like, yeah, the example he gave with, like, working out, like, he was like, basically he was saying, like, don't work out for a month. See if you can do it. See, like, the things that are so important, like, just try to, like, go a week without it and see if you can.
Right.
Which, it's funny because, like, there's so many things, like, coffee, like, we love coffee, you know, and it's like a week without coffee, like, yeah, I could do it, but then I'm like, but I don't want to.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, but that's the point.
That,
like,
is the point.
These,
yep,
are things that you're, like, prioritizing in your life, and I think to some extent, like, there's nothing wrong with the fourth point, man. It just, like, ties everything together. But, like, because I don't think it's like, oh, you have to get rid, like, stop doing anything that you do a lot. You know, because it's like,
yeah,
there's certain things
right,
that bring you joy that you can keep doing. Let's just go to the fourth point.
Well, I was just going to say before we go to the fourth point, is mostly what he was basing all this on is, are you idolizing that controller?
Yeah.
Are you idolizing working out because you need to look like a chiseled beast? Do you, like,
yeah,
is that what,
or, like,
that's,
you want a thigh gap or you want this, like,
exactly,
if that's the
reason, that's over consuming you, that's where the rest needs to come.
Yeah.
And that's where you need to find that difference.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then for fourth point, enjoy what God has given you.
Yeah.
And that's where Blair's going to wrap it in with what she was saying about,
well,
like, with,
yeah,
the second point and the fourth point.
Yeah. He was saying, like, enjoy life basically.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, I mean, specifically to the church, he was saying, we all, like, live in Lisbon. It's an amazing city. There's beaches 25 minutes away. There's new restaurants opening every week. Like, go and enjoy those things.
Right.
Like, enjoy where God has you right now. Enjoy the season. And so, like, for, like, I was kind of saying, the second point of put a cap on things. Like, you know, I was like, gosh, like, are Luke and I constantly just wanting the next adventure, and it's never going to end. Like, we're always going to want more, 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 more. Are we ever going to be satisfied and be like, okay, we've adventured enough. Let's settle down. Let's build a home. Like, are we going to feel that way? You know? But then I heard point four, and I think I just felt this, like, piece of, like, yes, like, as much as you do, you are, like, we are wanting adventure constantly, but, like,
this is
the season, yeah, God has us in. Like, I work fully remotely. You're a travel nurse. We don't have kids. And, like, that's the season. So, like, let's enjoy this season before our next season starts.
Right.
Because I do know that there's going to be a season where we do want to start a family. And I'm sure when that comes,
we'll have to limit,
we'll
ourselves,
figure out,
yeah,
where we want to settle down. We'll limit our spending because we
have to
provide,
right,
for a kid, you know, all that kind of stuff. But it's like, let's enjoy this season. I want to finish this season of life, but pre-kids, and not have any thoughts of like, man, we never did that thing, you know, like, right. Oh, like, cause like I mean, before this trip, like I always had a dream of doing an extended trip for however long of nonstop travel. And it's like, now we did it. And I feel so great about it. And I actually don't, I'm not like, when's our next long trip? Yeah. You know, like I feel actually like really,
I feel you on that.
Like we did it and I feel good about it. It's not like I wouldn't do it again, but like I feel at peace about it coming to an end.
100%.
I think. So yeah, that's kind of the big thing is just like enjoy what God has given you. Yeah. And like even like that's the thing. That's kind of what I was saying with the coffee thing. Like you don't want things to control you in life, but also like I love going to a cafe, working. I'm way more productive. And I enjoy sipping a coffee while right. I do it, you know? And it's like, that's not a bad thing. Like, we shouldn't be enjoying life. So, yeah, that's kind of the chit-chat on Sunday that, you know, we both really liked and we talked about it a lot after. So we were like, let's talk about it on the podcast.
Yeah, I think it's very important. I think it's just a simple concept. I mean,
rest. And maybe somebody needs to hear it. One needs to hear about the rest thing. Maybe somebody, one of you, like, is letting
something control you,
or maybe you're not enjoying the things that you have right now. And I think that's the biggest thing that I catch myself way too often just being so future oriented. And I'm trying to work on that instead of just constantly like, okay, you know, let's say like we do get an assignment in Denver and it's like, okay, well, where's our next assignment? You know, like I'm like, no, if we go to Denver, I need to enjoy my time in Denver.
Right.
And then we'll go to somewhere else, you know, but I'm so future oriented where I'm like, well, where are we going next? And like, where's after that? You know, it's like, I want to plan like the next year and a half. And it's like, why?
So much can happen.
So much can happen. And also I feel like that prevents us from like fully enjoying the present. And like right. where are we, like where God has us right now. And that's the things we need to enjoy. So.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well,
speaking of enjoying, man, did we enjoy Lisbon round two?
Yeah. Did we enjoy this whole 7-month adventure?
Gosh, and I know. Man, we'll talk more about it next week.
Yeah, man,
for sure.
Are we so thankful for this whole trip and being able to, and all you guys listening and being along with us and supporting us. And it means a lot. It really means a lot.
Man, what are we going to talk about when we get back from our trip?
I don't know. We're going to have to be creative.
No, I'm kind of excited about that, though. Like, I think it'll be fun to go back to kind of like where we try to think of like a topic
right.
instead of just recapping our weeks. It's like, we can talk about things that I almost feel like it's a bit more interactive, you know, instead of just being like, here's what we did every week. Thanks for listening. Bye. It's like, we can talk about things that are happening and like, just like everyday topics. Like I remember we used to do like unpopular opinions, you know, like things like that where people listen and they're like, oh, same, you know,
100%.
So it's like more relatable.
We'll
so I'm excited. And that just goes to show, it's like, you know, you got to just enjoy what season you're in.
Absolutely.
We were in a season of travel and we loved sharing it with you. I'm not going to fully wrap it up because we're going to share more next week when we recap our whole 7-month trip.
What?
Crazy. Oh, noggin.
Ah,
Waffle just got excited. All right. Well, thanks for listening, you guys.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
Have a great Friday. Have a great weekend. We love you.
Don't
We're
forget
thankful
the rest.
For you.
You know.
Don't forget the rest?
I said, don't forget to rest.
Oh, I thought you were like, don't forget the rest. I was like, wait, I forgot the rest. What is it?
No, you're good.
Oh, my God. I think I just put my finger in Waffle's butt. Oh.
And on that note, we'll talk to you later. Bye-bye.
I felt squishiness. Ew.